In the spirit of full disclosure, I should state that I ride a mountain bike to work just about every day. I take my lunch breaks often on my mountain bike. I even vacation on my mountain bike. Just this once, I thought I would work on my mountain bike.
When it's really sunny in Sitka, like it has been this summer, my crew of guys I exercise with, we might opt for a bike ride and then a run around a trail like Beaver Lake. But for day in, day out, all-purpose fitness and recreation, the cross trail has turned out to be our go-to place.
So I'm not exactly neutral on the subject of the cross trail, and neither are the guys I ride with, Brant Brantman and Brian McNitt. They're just ahead of me down a steep section of the trail, admiring a jump some local youth have improvised out of a rotting log.
You see any actual blood on the other side of it?
I don't even see any skid marks.
This used to be just regular chip, sawdust here.
Uh-huh.
It's got a red tint to it.
About 3.5 miles of the cross trail have been improved since 2007. Most of the route winds along up and down through the forest. The first phase of the project, though, between the Kimsham ball fields and Sitka High School, was unlike any other trail project in Sitka and was a little controversial. It replaced a narrow, often flooded boardwalk trail with a wide, multimodal gravel path.
It's not a road, it's not a street, but it's a larger trail that provides a diverse access.
Brian Hansen is president of Sitka Trailworks.
For bikes, for, you know, more than one person can walk across it. You can have several people abreast walking on it. So it allows much more diverse access.
That section of the cross trail and all subsequent improvements has been designed as multimodal. There are signs warning both skiers and bikers of steep grades. So far, Trailworks has leveraged $1.4 million in transportation funding to pay for the trail, and nearly another million is on its way from the Federal Lands Access Program for a new extension. The new section of multimodal trail will extend the cross trail through the Indian River subdivision and connect to existing bike paths going right into downtown Sitka. Two connector trails will link adjacent neighborhoods on Fearson and Baranoff Streets. The original trail followed an old pipeline. It was rough, but a quick getaway for some quiet time in the woods. Nobody commuted on it. Hansen hears an occasional complaint from someone who misses the old route.
We don't have the goat trail back there, but, you know, we have those kind of trails around Sitka, too. And this one is the one that we, in order to get the federal monies, we need to build them this way. So there's pros and cons, but we think that the pros far exceed the cons.
That seems to be where Brant and Brian are as we pause by a waterfall that tumbles into the Cascade Creek Gorge. Brian says he sees many more people hiking on the new trail than on the old.
What was it like then and now?
Well, you couldn't ride your bike on the cross trail then. It was real rugged. You had to watch the ground all the time because it was full of roots and rocks, which, you know, is kind of nice for hiking. But for biking, it is just amazing now. It's such a great ride.
Tell me about this spot where we are right now, Brant.
Well, we're standing on the new Cascade Creek Bridge, and it's just spectacular. All directions you look, you just feel like you've been transported to just some idyllic alpine setting.
Turning a trail into a multimodal path may not always be ideal, but Sitka Trailworks has decoded the mysteries of the federal transportation funding scheme that makes a route like this possible right in our backyards. Maybe I'll be more neutral when I'm back at my desk.
Reporting from Sitka's Cross Trail, I'm Robert Wolfe.